We interrupt the music. It's 11 o'clock, and it is a Tuesday morning. And let me tell you, it is raining outside of our WNTN studios this morning. But joining us to bring a little sunshine to our day and our weekly market update, Stamati Sastra, along with Manny Frangidakis of 12 Points Wealth Management. Gentlemen, good morning, and I hope you're staying nice and dry. Kalimera, sas.
Kalimera.
Καλημέρα, καλημέρα. Μάνι, ό,τι κερδίσαμε χθες το χάσαμε σήμερα. Up 400, down 400, can you explain why the sudden change?
Well, back to the era of volatility, as we stated. So, I mean, the market went through a tremendous couple-month run. You know, the Dow almost put it in a record high of number of up days in a row, so it was, you know, we said that it was overstated its welcome and that the market was due for a pullback. But, you know, the material change, you know, that occurred was at the end of last week was the downgrade of Fitch of the U.S. economy from AAA rating to AA rating. So you had a pretty decent update yesterday. People thought maybe that was the correction. And then lo and behold, you get some of the worst numbers out of China we've ever seen. And I'm not talking recession numbers. I'm talking depression numbers. And then at the same time, you had Moody's, the other rating agency, one of the three, this last night downgrade 10 of the U.S. and mid-cap banks. So there's a lot of angst in the market at the moment. You saw heavy selling in the Asian markets last night, and that is leading to some down indices this morning. But those are the major headlines that that led to the weakness that we're currently experiencing.
And, I mean, can you explain to people why yesterday was such a good day and they were all happy Monday? A happy Monday?
Yeah, well, I think yesterday you just had some people coming back in after what they thought was a mild correction over the last couple of days. So we saw some selling last week. We hinted at the fact that you could see some reversal in earnings. So you had a blowout number by Amazon. That was well-respected. But then you had a third quarter of declines in Apple. You know, when you look at Apple being 7 to 8% of the indices, that's pretty meaningful. That means essentially every single person in some way or form owns Apple, whether it's within an index fund, a target date fund, or something allocated in their 401k plan. So you did have some pockets, and I think people looked at, you know, potentially entering the market yesterday just to kind of get wrong-sided. The other thing is right now is that if you look at the CNN Fear and Greed Index, which is a really good measure of sentiment in the marketplace, you've been at greedy levels. So last week you were at 85, and even today you're at, you know, in the low to mid 70s. So there's still an exceptional amount of greed in the market. And my guess is you had retail traders pile in yesterday. You also had a low Fed day yesterday, so there wasn't any news. Earnings season is kind of quieting down. The big report will be CPI on Thursday this coming week. And I think you had some traders just making some allocation changes. Especially with the beginning of the month, and you're seeing some rotation, you know, out of equities into bonds and out of large cap growth and into industrials and even the financial sector, which obviously is getting hit pretty hard this morning.
Interesting. So August is volatile. It's not going to be usually it's much slower.
No, it's August and September are historically the worst month in the stock market on an annual calendar year.
Okay. So let's be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
We prepare for that. On a specific company news, if you want to talk a little bit about Apple, obviously the stock took a beating, I think from 190 to 170 or something like that. But if you, as you said, pretty much everybody in our listening audience, one way or another, have some Apple. If you want to talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, I mean, so you're down. We highlighted it on last week's show that we said I'd be very, very weary and careful here with Apple, that we thought, you know, at a $3 trillion valuation, that this could potentially be as good as it gets. They haven't had massive profit growth. We're starting to see declines in iPhone sales. You had the third quarter in a row of missed earnings compared to what the street had put forward in terms of expectations. You know, they're still sitting on a ton of cash. They are buying back, you know, equity in the form of buybacks, but they're not really doing anything to increase shareholder value at this point in time. And because of that, the stock took a valuation turn. So you're down about 16% in the last 5 days in Apple. Still up 43-44% year to date, but down 16% in the last 5 days.
Yeah, so a lot of people saw drove with them in their own accounts just because of that. The other thing over the weekend was the Oracle. Buffett, he continues to be the super investor. His company, I think, was all-time high, huge earnings report, $100 billion in cash. I guess this consistent and methodical investing, looking in the long term, pays off.
Yeah, but it's also value investing. So, you know, he could have bought a ton of more Apple, and he's not doing it. He continues to buy Occidental Petroleum, which goes along with our energy theme, right, that we think that, you know, energy stocks remain cheap, trading at 10 to 11 times, you know, earnings compared to, you know, large cap that's trading at 30 times earnings. And we do think that the price of oil continues. So he's doing great with Oxy. He owns about 25% of the float. So he's well positioned there. And he's been doing exactly what we've been talking about. He's utilizing treasury. I think, you know, based off of what we heard from Buffett and how his annual conference went and how the conversations have been depicted over the last couple of weeks in different news outlets, he's getting ready to go on a cash buying spree. But that means that he's waiting for valuations to reset lower. And I think that can point out, or we can point to, that he expects a correction as well in this market. And he is in the process of hoarding cash to then be able to go buy companies, great companies, at very discounted values.
Well, that's always good. If you buy low, you sell high.
So, Warren
exactly.
Buffett.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I've been keeping my microphone off only because if I kept it on, you'd be hearing the raindrops. That's how. Hey, are you both getting hit really hard? Are you both? What's your location and how hard is it raining?
I'm in Concord right now,
yeah.
Concord, Massachusetts, where our headquarters are. Mm-hmm. It is currently not raining.
Not raining.
But I would say it was downpouring here from, call it 8:30 in the morning till about 10:45. So it just stopped just now.
Just stopped, okay. So hopefully it'll stop around here. Yeah.
But yeah, it was torrential.
Yeah. Gentlemen, anything else? Give us the good news of the week, Manny.
I honestly don't really have one right now, Teddy. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see what inflation prints on Thursday, the CPI report.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to put it into, you know, so, you know, the listening audience can understand how devastating some of these numbers have been.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look in particular at the data that came out in China,
mm-hmm.
export demand crashed to negative 14.5% year over year in July versus negative 12.4% drop in June. And imports crashed negative 12.4% in July versus negative 6.8% in June. Those are really bad numbers if you're the exporter to the world economy.
Mm-hmm.
That means you are not bringing in product because your consumers are not spending. China's going through some really troublesome times right now. They're not bringing in product, not only from consumption, but also they're not importing stuff that they're then going to utilize to build and manufacture and then export back out. So whether you look at Taiwan, the U.S., or Europe, their numbers in terms of exports were down anywhere between 25 to 20% for the month of July. So that is a real massive slowdown. And we've talked about this in the past, is can the United States and the economy that we have here remain an oasis of prosperity if the rest of the globe is truly slowing down and faster than people had anticipated? Because as we mentioned last week, the bullish narrative going into this year was you were going to have the great Chinese reopening coming out of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly that is not playing out. And now you're downgrading potential GDP in China. That's just not really a good place to be when you have valuations sitting at these levels.
Well explained. Well explained. Stamati, any closing comments?
Go ahead. The biggest thing is just Thursday CPI. Let's hope that we have a decent print, that inflation continues to cool.
Mm-hmm.
That hopefully this brings in a deflationary or disinflationary force, but you know, we're not holding our breath. We do think that you could actually print a higher number just again from the month to month change when mm-hmm. looking at last July to this July.
Yeah. Stamati, closing comments? That is an exciting me for some particular reason. Not yet anyway. Thursday night.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for football. I mean that's something I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, something to do on a Sunday afternoon, that's for sure. Gentlemen, thank you as always. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us each and every Tuesday with a market update, and you can see how thought out it is. It's Manny Frangidakis, 617-212-8343, 617-212-8343. Manny welcomes conversations with anyone. Gentlemen, have yourselves a wonderful afternoon, and we'll regroup again next Tuesday at 11 a.m. right here on WNTN Radio. Thanks, guys. Yes, us.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Yes.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We'll continue with more music. Bye, man.